talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Well, I found a woman stronger than anyone I know. She shares my dreams. I hope that someday I'll share her home.
Good morning. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Ed Sheeran, Perfect, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize, happens every January. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Recently, we invited some of the companies that you see within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine into the creative offices here at Charleston Home and Design. We're located right next to Lewis Barbecue. We gave them a nice lunch from Lewis's and then did some in-person interviews. So we'll be talking with John Dolan with Siwa Furniture and Design. Also Fred Stone with Elegant Flooring. Ben Prilliman with Aquatica Pools and Spas, Robert Snyder with Yellowstone Landscape, and finally Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds. And joining me now are a couple of the staffers at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, Michaela Arnett, our managing editor, and also Ashley Rowell, our other editor. How you ladies doing?
We're doing well. Doing well.
Good, good. Well, it's exciting time here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We have our spring 2024 issue that has been out for coming up in about a month now. But tell us about who we have on the cover, Michaela.
Yeah, we've got Amy Romfo of the Coastal Oak. She is just an absolute social media sensation. She's really popular with home and design enthusiasts. Because she's a big thrifter, a big furniture flipper, but she also knows how to mix those older pieces with newer, more innovative designs. So I think it was a really interesting way to see how somebody could make both of those work in their home.
And she has about how many followers on Instagram?
Over 250,000.
Okay.
So, and it's a worldwide following. She really represents the coastal lifestyle for South Carolina.
So she's a well-known influencer then that we have here. And then talk about some of the other features that we have in this issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine.
Yeah, we've got a special custom-built feature where we showcase a collection of local custom homes. And we actually have a QR code that you can scan to see more photos of these projects. We wrote a little story about the process that went into each of them. And, of course, there's always more photos to see than what we can fit in these pages. So that's really exciting to see. And then our annual bathroom guide. We've got 60 local bathroom projects from powder rooms to wet rooms to primary suites, all sorts of different styles, in addition to our hotel bathroom feature that has some product picks so you can design your own bathroom to look like a boutique hotel's.
Yeah, that's the sometimes when you're on vacation, you're like oohing and aahing about, where you're staying. And we've got so many new hotels here in Charleston. We went inside and took a look at the beautiful interior designs and plumbing fixtures and so forth. And if you like that look, we'll tell you exactly where you can find those materials if you want to update your own bathroom at home. But I wanted to take a minute and talk to Ashley Rowell. I mentioned she is the show, our radio show producer, and we do a lot of multitasking around Charleston Home and Design. So one of your other jobs, Ashley, is putting together our weekly newsletter, right?
Yes, that's correct. And I encourage you to head over to page 50 to sign up for our weekly e-newsletter using the QR code and expect local projects, product sales, and design inspiration delivered right to your inbox.
Yeah, and there's a lot of weekly sales that sale items that are going on from the advertisers in Charleston Home and Design. Always some really good deals. Well, good deal. We'll hopefully pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. And thank you, ladies, for taking a couple minutes out of your schedule to talk with us.
Thank you.
And talking to us now is John Dolan with Siwa Furniture Design. How are you doing, John?
Doing well. How are you doing today?
Good, good. John, take a moment. Tell everyone about Siwa Furniture Design.
So, Siwa Furniture and Design, we are located going towards Kiowa over on John's Island. One of the very few furniture companies in that area. So we do service a lot of our clients out of Kiowa, Seabrook, John's Island, and the surrounding areas. We offer a little bit of everything from indoor to outdoor, custom upholstery. We do sell things off of the floor as well, and lots of things constantly changing. We try to do our best to give our clients what they want instead of just trying to sell them a coastal kitschy aesthetic. There's other ways to get that coastal style across without throwing a seashell and a starfish print on every pillow and chair.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So Siwa, that's a play on words, right?
Yes.
Can you tell our listeners?
So it's actually a combination of Seabrook and Kiwa combined together.
Gotcha. Well, it's good to see Seabrook coming first in something. Everybody knows Kiwa. Seabrook is, I don't know, they don't seem to get the attention that Kiwa does. So.
That is very true. And they're both equally just beautiful, as beautiful places to live. So.
For sure. So Siwa. So Siwa Furniture and Design, you folks must be working with a lot of out-of-town homeowners that have second homes here in Charleston. And while they're here, they maybe stop by to look at updating their home or condo or what have you.
Yes, sir. So a lot of our clients are second home owners and or they have a rental home there as well that they enjoy themselves and then let others enjoy as well. So we try to offer a little bit of everything as far as, you know, a little bit more luxury fabrics and also performance fabrics to serve our clients that are worried about longevity of upholstery items and things like that. So we try to have a good mix of everything for our clients.
Do you recommend different types of furniture or furniture lines based on whether those are going to be short-term rentals versus their furniture for their personal home that won't be inviting overnight guests, short-term rental guests to?
Very much so. So there's a lot of different styles, of course, in the furniture world, but for rentals and or people that are going to be using them as a secondary home that are also going to be using them as rentals, there are certain things to keep in mind as far as product quality. You want to make sure that you put product in there that is going to be more timeless and a good wood quality product that is going to hold up for years to come versus a couple of seasons. You know, there's lots of vendors and manufacturers out there that make things that aren't as sustainable and or are not a high product quality like what we try to offer for our clients. So it does take a lot of time and effort going to furniture markets and things like that to sit in products and try everything out, touch things, so that way we know what to recommend to our clients that's going to last them for many years.
Yeah, there's a lot of wear and tear with renters, even though they're you know, short-term rental renters. There's the furniture needs to be able to stand up to that kind of activity.
Yes, to withstand everyday wear and tear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gotcha. How I would imagine that a lot of homeowners, the reason that they are moving to Charleston is the beach, and they love the ocean, and they want to how many people come in and say we want a coastal look in our house, does that get frustrating for you to want to do something a little different than what everybody is asking for?
Not really. I mean, we do have, of course, your initial client after being in the area and seeing everyone else's houses in the area. They kind of want to imitate that. Mm-hmm. So we do our best to have our own rendition and spin on that aesthetic, of course. But then also keeping in mind how the family is going to be living in that space, mm-hmm. to make things functional for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And for whoever they're going to be potentially renting to in the future, if they're doing it as a vacation rental.
Mm-hmm.
So all things that you have to keep in mind whenever mm-hmm. you're working with a client, especially remote, because things can begin to get difficult, of course, when you don't have someone in front of you and you're having to work with them virtually. So
right. What are some of the top brands that CWA Furniture and Design carries?
So some of our top brands that we carry a great company out of Conover, North Carolina, Universal Furniture. We also carry another great brand that we had just got the account for, and we will be doing a big shop for them at market. That is Four Hands Furniture. And then we also have one of our top selling outdoor brands. We have Polywood Outdoor Poly Resin Furniture, which is one of the only poly resin furniture companies that use 100% recycled materials from our oceans and landfills to further leave a good carbon footprint on our planet with still making beautiful, stylish furniture.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Back to the short-term rental thing. What do you recommend? Like, what holds up best? Like leather, or you know, is there performance fabrics or?
So performance fabrics are obviously going to be your best bet for using in any upholstery that's going to be used for a rental, and one of our top brands that we use is going to be Revolution Performance Fabrics, and that's a local textile company out of Kings Mountain, North Carolina, that also uses 100% upcycled materials, no harsh chemicals to give their fabric the performance capability. And then we also have Sunbrella, of course, one of your top outdoor performance fabric companies, and then they do a lot of indoor quality stuff that we can use on our indoor upholstery for clients as well that are worrying about fading or staining. And then Krypton, of course, is another great company that we use as well.
And those performance fabrics have come a long way. They're not, they're comfortable to sit on. They're not like that stiff kind
yes.
of fabric and from years past.
Yes. No longer do they feel like sandpaper.
Right.
I mean, they even
right.
make performance velvets and linens now to where you can
everybody
you know,
needs
have,
that
yes
whether it's short-term
have,
rental or not.
Absolutely, you got to have a good stylish look and it for it to be comfortable, but also you got to have durability.
Well, I have to tell you, this is one of my favorite ads in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and is that you sitting on the sofa
me.
There yeah, can describe it, paint a picture for our listeners, describe what
so what, for this photo shoot here we actually took advantage of, we're very close to Kiowa, so we took advantage of that aspect for it. And kind of just wanted to give you that feeling of, you know, bringing the indoors out, literally, mm-hmm. as we put the furniture and all of its accessories onto the actual beach, because it was such a picturesque backdrop.
Mm-hmm.
Why not,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Is that indoor or outdoor furniture?
So that is outdoor furniture, full-time
okay.
outdoor.
And that's a sofa and some chairs.
Ottoman. We have a nice woven ottoman. We have some great accessories that you can fill up with ice and put your champagne bottles in, the clamshells there, and full-time outdoor use for this stuff. I mean, you can't beat it. And most people get so scared of white fabrics, but with the Sunbrella and Kryptons that they offer, you can spill red wine on this and it's going to come out in the wash. So.
Yeah. Well, it's a great, great ad. And
thank you so much.
Yeah. It's beautiful. You've got the ocean in the background and then you're sitting on one of the two sofas here looking out at the ocean and, very much sets a tone for what Siwa Furniture and Design can help homeowners with. And, speaking of which, how can folks get more information about Siwa Furniture and Design?
So if you would like to learn more about our services and what we offer, you can, of course, follow us on either Instagram and or Facebook. And then also, if you go to our website or if you look in the Charleston Home and Design magazine, we also have a QR code that you can scan and it'll take you to our website portal. If you would like to schedule a free in-home design consultation, we come out to your home and we kind of bring the showroom experience to you for some people that can't make it into the showroom. You know, we like to be able to offer that service as well.
And I'm sure you have plenty of customers who live on Seabrook and Kiowa, but you probably have many other customers who live in the surrounding areas as well, right?
Oh yes. Yeah. We don't limit ourselves to just one area being Seabrook, Kiowa. We have clients in Daniel Island, Edisto, I mean, Isle of Palms. I mean, it goes on and on. So yeah, we travel to make all of this happen for our clients.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we have been talking with John Dolan with Siwa Furniture and Design. And you can always find Siwa Furniture and Design within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you so much.
And now we're talking with Fred Stone with Elegant Flooring. How are you doing, Fred?
Doing great, Tim. Doing wonderful. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, thanks so much for taking time out to visit Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And was it the radio interview or the Lewis's Brisket that drew you in here today?
Definitely the Lewis's Biscuit. Yeah, it was phenomenal. Love that place.
Gotcha.
Love that place.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good. Well, I hope you enjoy a sandwich or two downstairs. But in the meantime, tell everyone about Elegant Flooring.
And thanks for having me, Tim. We are a turnkey hardwood flooring, tile, LVP business. We provide labor and materials and make it easy to have a flooring project done because we're one source. Been around since 2009, and we have a showroom and office on Meeting Street Road, Meeting Street Extension. It's a little bit about us.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, and you're in the cheap rent district of North Charleston, which is good because I'm sure you pass those savings on to your customers versus having some, you know, place on King Street or whatever.
That's right. We found a piece of land that we developed in 2020 that we could have our warehouse there. We could store product, you know, tile, wood, trucks, equipment, but also have a showroom space. So invite people to come and look at the showroom, get ideas for their projects, see what we have, and talk to us about what we can do for them.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Good deal. Well, tell us about some of the interesting projects that Elegant Flooring has been involved with recently.
We have been all around the board. We just been working for the Gibbs Museum during the its initial major renovation in 2015, and we've worked. We added another wood in their new galleries. It's a, you know, Southern Cultural Arts Museum, the Gibbs Museum. We just added wood and sanded and finished it to match what we did in 2015.
That's a trophy project right there.
It's really
to get chosen for that.
Very fortunate that we can, service that landmark of Charleston. So it's been very nice for us.
How many people can say that their product is featured or showcased in a museum?
Thank you. We're glad to have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
So, we've done some restaurants, 492 King with Linen Construction and Migliori's, Pizza Kitchen. So some we provide a lot of tile for those places. We did the Hardwood and Sorelli restaurant, which is the hottest, probably one of the hottest restaurants in the Southeast. Just to name a few, and but probably our bread and butter is custom homes, providing hardwoods and tile. The renovations and new construction of custom homes is what we'll probably do the most of, mm-hmm. and people know us for.
Hmm. And most of the custom homes that Elegant Flooring works with, are you doing like a sand on site product, or is it pre-finished and you're installing?
We're doing both. I think the pre-finished have come a long way, and we have several product lines that we could show people in the market. They've come a long way, and they are just as nice, if not nicer, than the traditional site sand and finish floors that have been around forever. I mean, they've really come along. It's there's advantages of both, but we like to show our customers, talk through really the advantages and disadvantages of each to see if it fits their needs.
Mm-hmm. And the luxury vinyl plank, that has just exploded. I mean, that's not new news to anybody, but you see it everywhere.
Yeah, but due to its durability and resistance to water, it's been traditionally used in commercial and high traffic places. But we're doing it in nice homes as well. Nice residential custom homes, whether it's a finished room over a garage or a second floor, and sometimes throughout the whole house. It's being used now. It's really come along long way as well.
What about some of the what would you say is some of the more popular choices people are looking for from Elegant Flooring for their flooring?
Started off in downtown Charleston doing historic homes and renovations, and so we're still get a lot of requests from that. We have a great knowledge of how to work with old floors, refinishing them or matching wood to add to a bedroom or do repair or move a wall in. So we get a lot of those requests, but also we're doing a lot of new custom homes with some new interesting products, the wide plank pre-finished, wider plank tile. We're doing some outdoor areas, done some beautiful homes for Kingswood, their outdoor spaces, patios and hardscapes for pools. And, some of that's featured in our outside work. It's featured in the magazine. We're getting a lot of requests for hardwoods and tiles in all shapes and sizes.
Mm. Is it a different kind of installation process when you're installing tile on the outdoors of a home?
Yes, it is. There's a lot of factors such as drainage and the sloping and the product. There is several different factors that you got to think through and. Whereas the inside has its own different circumstances as well.
Is it installed as though you would install a paver, or is there grout and you're cementing it to a base?
Both, depending on the application.
Mm. Gotcha. Well, good deal. Well, what kind of advice would you give to someone who is thinking about maybe going to a big box store to buy flooring versus maybe calling Elegant Flooring?
The thing that kind of separates us from the big box stores is that we can be one source for the whole project in terms of providing the materials and the in one stop having the labor that actually does the work and puts it in. And there's just one person you have to call to do that. Whereas you go to the box stores, you have to get two, three people involved. And we've been around since 2009. We have the expertise. We have the project management, and we have the products and the resources to do what others can't, especially the big boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and your crews have installed some LVT flooring in an apartment for us, and they also refinished some 110-year-old heart pine floors, which just look fantastic. And your guys definitely knew what they were doing for sure.
I appreciate that, Tim. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, and of course. Well, how can folks get more information about Elegant Flooring?
Go to our website, hardwoodflooringcharleston.com, give us a call, 843-723-8172, or a couple of the resources. Find us on social media, Instagram as well, and please give us a shout.
All right, great. And we've been talking with Fred Stone with Elegant Flooring, and you can always find Elegant Flooring within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Fred.
Thanks a lot, Tim. Have a great day.
And talking to us now is Ben Prilliman with Aquatica Pools and Spas. How are you doing, Ben?
Well, Tim, thank you.
Good. Ben, take a moment and tell everyone about Aquatica Pools and Spas.
Yeah, so we are a full-service custom pool and outdoor living company based right here in Charleston, South Carolina. Not just a pool company. I make a big point to say that because there are other pool companies. We are the only full-service outdoor living. It's not just the swimming pool. You've got your hardscape surrounding. There's plant material and landscape and irrigation and fencing and pool houses and outdoor furniture. So there's a lot in there. Our goal as a company is to be able to, if a homeowner really just wants a piece of that, we can deliver that. No problem. If they don't want to deal with any of the rest and they want a full done turnkey project, we can deliver that as well.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So, Aquatica Pools and Spas, you're inevitably going to, do some work in the backyard typically. And, that will usually trigger, the need for some new landscaping besides the pool. So, Aquatica Pools and Spas can install that swimming pool, but then rather than hand that off to another company, it's all turnkey. Mm-hmm. And, so somebody wants, a paver patio over in the corner or an outdoor kitchen or pergola or something like that, fencing, are those things that Aquatica Pools and Spas will be taking care of?
Yeah, everything and more there. And traditionally, the way that pool companies work, especially here in the low country, and we were this way for a long time, so we understand it. We will come in and build the swimming pool. These are custom concrete swimming pools. They're the best pools that you can put in with the groundwater and the constraints here in the low country. Do the swimming pool, typically do the hardscaping, concrete, pavers, whatever else that is. But beyond that, it was kind of left to the homeowner. And unfortunately, some companies are good at being clear on that. Some are not. And so a lot of times we had conversations with the owners at the end of it saying, man, I wish that you guys could help with this portion. I'm having a hard time to get the landscaper to call me back. I can't get the fence guy to show up. What recommendations do you have for the outdoor furniture? I wish I would have known about this part before, and I would have done it differently. And so we've done a lot of work over the last few years to bring on the correct staff and make the correct relationships to where we can now truly offer all of that. Hmm. All of those packages. At a bare minimum, if we build a pool in a homeowner's backyard, there's going to at least be repair of what was there. We have to bring heavy machinery in, dig plumbing. We're going to hit irrigation lines. We're going to tear up grass. We're going to need to repair fences. So at a bare minimum, even if they just want it back normal, how put it back how it was, there's going to be some landscape repair there. We can handle that now, and nobody else has to be brought in. Most of our clients, though, when you're doing an overhaul in your backyard, you're going to want more than that. You're going to want to add some plants, add some palm trees. Maybe you didn't have a fence and you need a fence now. Maybe you want to totally change the landscaping. we can handle that. You don't have to go chase someone down. We've heard it a million times. I've called six different guys. I can't even get a price. You don't have to do that with us. We will get that for you. One point of contact. And that's the beauty of it, is it's one project manager, one point of contact, one company. And then you're not left with all this finger pointing of, oh, they missed it, it was their fault, it was their fault. No, it's Aquatica. We can take care of it. Even down to the outdoor furniture, we have always had a great relationship with Teak and Table, and recently we've solidified a partnership to where we are an authorized reseller of Teak and Table's outdoor furniture. It's phenomenal quality, so you can come right to our showroom and see it and purchase it directly from us. You don't have to go anywhere else. So our goal is that when our clients come in, we don't have to say no.
Yeah.
We can just help them.
Yeah, that's a great philosophy to have, and sounds like Aquatica Pools and Spas is putting the money behind it to make sure that it's a turnkey experience for your customers. How many swimming pools, just ballpark, does Aquatica Pools and Spas build every year?
Yeah, we were around 225 pools put in the ground last year. That's a lot. Those are all custom gunite, which is a type of concrete swimming pools, right here in the Lowcountry. We are continuing to grow through this year. We are actually expanding down south into the Hilton Head, Bluffton, Beaufort market. There's a need down there. There's a lot of influx there and people who are wanting more pools. So we're expanding down there to meet that need. We have an entire commercial wing as well. So we are continuing to grow as a company and as a team at Aquatica.
What happens when a lot of the lots that are available for people to build on these days are a little smaller than in the olden days? And what if you can't get the excavation equipment back in the back of the yard or anything?
Space constraints are a very real issue. And so very rarely do we have to say, hey, we can't get in here at all. We can fit through a pretty tight space and be pretty creative. Again, this is one of the benefits to custom concrete pools, is we can fit them to the space and actually maximize the space. We actually rolled out this year a whole program for our plunge pools. This is our plunge pool program. And this is for those tighter backyards where a lot of people think, I don't know if I can get a pool, fit a pool in here. You'd be surprised. Mm-hmm. And what we're able to offer is the same typical quality and lifetime warranty on the shell and awesome service and maintenance and warranty and everything that we have on all of our pools at an entry price point that matches the size of the pool. You know, so we're able to really offer pools with these smaller lots that have phenomenal quality. Owners can get everything they want in that plunge pool size and that plunge pool package.
How you said gunite, which is a type of concrete. People are more familiar, I guess, with that phrase than gunite. But if a pool is built by Aquatica Pools and Spas today, how long, what kind of maintenance should they expect, or when should, is there a resurfacing that has to take place at some point?
That's a great question. So, any well-constructed concrete pool with us, it carries a lifetime warranty for the shell of the pool. Now, that doesn't mean that the interior surface and some of the other parts are going to last the lifetime of it. You know, with concrete pools, you don't have a liner. It's not a fiberglass surface like that. You have the interior finish that is, it's a type of concrete. A lot of people refer to it as a plaster. So depending on the actual type of plaster, it will go in there and should last 10 to 15, sometimes up to 20 years. And once it starts showing signs of wear or coming off or bare spots like that, that's when it's time for a remodel. We offer full remodel surfaces as well. It's the beauty of a concrete pool. You can come in there, chip that stuff off. You can redo your waterline tile. You can fix some of the small things, and then we can resurface the entire interior, and it's like a brand new pool again.
That's nice. And I bet a lot of people are looking at their swimming pool right now and saying, boy, this needs a little, my old pool needs some work.
That's it. And once you start passing that 10, 12 year mark, that's where a lot of people start considering it. A lot of styles have changed at that point too. So, you know, what was chosen on the materials and the colors at the point that was installed may not necessarily be in style anymore. So it's a great time to update your pool, make any changes you need, add smart equipment. It's much more energy efficient. You can control it from your phone. So we offer full remodel services on anything on the pool.
And I'm not sure I'm using the right terminology, but the variable speed pump, for example. Yep. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's exactly one of the components I'm talking about. It's the biggest, you know, pull on power and utility on your pool is your pool pump. Older pumps were just on and off. Think about a light switch, and they're not very efficient because they're running all the time. The newer pumps, and these are the standards now, it's a variable speed pump, meaning it doesn't have to run at 100%. It can run on low or medium or high, and they can be programmed. And so they save a massive amount in utility bills because they use so much less electricity.
Yeah, kind of like a dimmer uses less electricity.
That's exactly
or something.
What it's like, yep. And there's no need on most pools for that pump to run at 100% all the time. There's no need. So now that the technology has caught up to be able to slow that thing down, it saves a lot of money and electricity.
Well, how can folks get more information about Aquatica Pools and Spas?
Yeah, our website is probably the best venture. It's aquaticapoolsandspas.com. And we're also very, very active on all the social media channels. If you just search for Aquatica Pools and Spas in Charleston, you will find us. Obviously, if you'd like to contact us directly, you can do that from our website, or you can call our office at 843-212-0014.
All right, great. We've been talking to Ben Prilliman with Aquatica Pools and Spas. Thanks so much, Ben.
Thanks, Tim.
And now we're talking with Robert Snyder with Yellowstone Landscape. How you doing, Robert?
Good, how are you?
Good. And thank you, Robert, for taking time out of your busy day to visit Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Did you get some of the Lewis's barbecue downstairs?
I did. It was pretty good.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, you can't go wrong for sure. Well, Robert, take a moment and tell everyone about Yellowstone Landscape.
Absolutely. So I'm the landscape designer for Yellowstone Landscape here in Charleston. We cover a lot of South Carolina in general. Our motto is excellence in commercial landscaping. So we kind of, that's our main line for commercial maintenance. But we also have a construction team and we have an arbor team, and we service both residential and commercial properties. Mm-hmm. Our construction team covers kind of new development, new builds. They do the installs, and that can range from, you know, softscape to hardscape. Pavers, patio benches, you know, you name it. And then obviously our tree care team, they cover, you know, whatever they can kind of get, you know, in terms of residential or, you know, commercial. If it's just pruning or if it's, you know, complete removals, they go through the whole permitting process through, you know, Charleston County and the cities to get all their permits to do all the tree work that they need to do. So, yeah, that's
good deal. Well, I'm looking at the Yellowstone Landscape ad in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and do you recognize that project?
I do. I do.
Can you tell our listeners about that?
So that was a new home, custom home build, and they came out and they asked us if we could kind of give them more of an outdoor space, as you can see, and that kind of got some paver and AstroTurf area there. They put the privacy fence up, obviously, and then they want to kind of soften that up to kind of make it not have the privacy fence feel so harsh. And so we went out there and we did the pavers with the AstroTurf, artificial turf, I should say.
I was going to say, because yeah. Most people, it used to be called AstroTurf.
It's artificial turf now.
But the artificial turf that Yellowstone Landscape installs is nothing like AstroTurf,
yeah,
right?
It's completely different.
It looks very
days.
Natural.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I always tell people, you know, and technology in 15 years has made leaps and bounds, and it's the same thing for like AstroTurf, obviously. I guess once you start to just, that's what these companies do every day and try to make, they have like different varieties. You have like pet artificial turf, it's like pet friendly. It's easier to clean. We've actually gotten quite a few people that are looking for artificial turf these days.
They want low maintenance.
Yeah.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
That's what everybody seems to be going for. Yeah. And it also kind of illustrates some of the different disciplines that Yellowstone Landscape is capable of.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think that one was a good project because we did dabble in a lot of different stuff, like, you know, obviously the softscape, hardscape. Obviously, we don't do pools, but we do work with some pool companies and kind of bounce off them. So if they have a client that they're getting a pool put in and they're like, oh, we need landscaping, and they'll usually call us up. We have some of our guys, our account managers, have good connections out of a couple of the local pool companies. But yeah, I mean, that showcased a lot of like what we can handle. I usually tell people we're kind of a one-stop shop. if we can't do it personally, we know somebody who can, and we can subcontract them out.
Mm-hmm.
It's very simple. So whatever you need, we can kind of figure it out.
Mm-hmm. And it looks this project that we are talking about in the Yellowstone Landscape ad in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, it looks beautiful, but talk about the process that went into this, because it required a plan, and it also required a design, and then also a plan for runoff and how you know where the water was going to go when it rained.
So, what my role is kind of, as a designer, I have to think about a lot of this stuff beforehand, and then obviously put it into action. A lot of the preparatory work and trying to figure that out. Obviously the grading or drainage for that matter. I believe on this project we just had a downward slope grade and just kind of went in with some rocks to kind of help out with the drainage with the pool. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the reason why we went with the artificial turf on the other side as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is a little bit better for drainage and a little more aesthetically pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, like drainage is a really big issue down here in general. And we try to focus a lot on having good, solid drainage solutions for people's properties.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the times we'll install, brand new plants, and people pay thousands and thousands of dollars for landscaping, and then if they're constantly wet and they don't like having wet feet because it's got bad drainage, which drainage is tough down here,
mm-hmm.
they'll end up dying off, and then you just spend all this money for dead plants. But we didn't do any drainage solutions in terms of schedule 40 or anything like that. I believe we just went over with some rocks to kind of give it some extra drainage that way.
A lot of homeowners think of their backyard as kind of a do-it-yourself project. Has Yellowstone Landscape ever come in to kind of rescue a project that the homeowner started and then they realized they were over their heads?
Yeah, it happens. It's kind of funny. Because sometimes we'll run into it, and you'll get to talking to them. We're just like, this is difficult, and it's like, yeah. I mean, it's like people. It's funny because it's like landscape is always the first and last thing somebody thinks of. Like when you're getting ready to buy a house, it's the first thing you see, and then you buy the house, and then all of a sudden you're focused on the inside of the house. Well, then the landscape kind of goes to the wayside. And so then they come out and they're like, my yard looks like crap. And so then it's the last thing, because it's mm-hmm. like that. You come in and do all the like renovations on the house on the
inside. And they're out of money.
And then,
what can you do for $5,000?
And so then the budgetary problems come into it too, because mm-hmm. it's not cheap. I'm not going to lie to you, but
well, $5,000 sounds like a lot, but when it comes to
plants and stuff,
it adds up quick.
Yeah, it does. It really does. And we try to value engineer a little bit to kind of help out. So like, obviously, going down with like smaller size plants or like substituting some plants out for different species or varieties to get kind of like save a little bit of money. At the end of the day, I mean, sometimes moves the needle, sometimes doesn't. What I always tell people is, you're not paying just for the plant. You're paying for the demo and us to install it. So how much is your time worth? Is mm-hmm. kind of the way I phrase it to them and say, is your time worth a $30 plant?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're still going to pay, like if you go to Home Depot or Lowe's, you're still going to pay because they have a markup on it. Whenever mm-hmm. they buy from nurseries or their wholesalers, they mark it up, and you still have to put it in. You mm-hmm. have to dig it up, dig the hole, put the plant in, put the dirt on top. It's just, we're doing that for you.
Mm-hmm. Does Yellowstone Landscape, do you folks do any maintenance work? Or
we do. We don't do residential. We don't do We mainly do, like I said, commercial. So we do HOAs, like we'll do common areas, HOAs, apartments. Usually industrial, warehousing, things of that nature. So it's like some of our prominent clientele for our commercial maintenance is like Boeing. We have Boeing. We had the shops at Shelmore at one point. That was a pretty good one. So we do like kind of these little, like we'll do plazas. Tanger is another one of our clients for commercial maintenance. And we do enhancements for them. So they're actually getting ready to do a lot of renovations on the interior of Tanger, which they came to us to see if we can help assist in that.
What do you say to a homeowner that does not want to install an irrigation system when you do an install for them?
So we have a warranty on our plants, a 1-year warranty, so long as there's irrigation, whether we install it or not. As long as there's irrigation there, the plants will have a warranty. So usually I tell them it's kind of twofold. First part of it is you need to get the plants established. So it's a good idea to have some form or fashion of irrigation, whether it's drip, whether it's something a timer that you plug into your hose bib outside and, do it that way or whatever. They need to have some form or fashion of irrigation to at least get established. The other part of that, like I said, is if it's not irrigated, we won't warranty the plant. So if it dies, it's just kind of like an act of God, essentially, at that point. I mean, they can water it and stuff, but
yeah,
unless there's like an actual irrigation system, like we can't guarantee a warranty on it. So I usually tell them, and it makes things a whole lot easier anyways. So, and it's surprisingly not that expensive.
Yeah.
Materials obviously are kind of up right now, but that's kind of everything. But it's not that expensive to kind of add in an irrigation system. And then, like I said before, you're spending all this money on plants. Why not kind of secure them with like at least a 1-year warranty just in case they do die?
Well, a friend of mine, when I first moved here, he said, don't ever do anything and don't ever install or try to do anything in your yard without an irrigation system. And I'm from New York State, and I was kind of like, well, I don't even think we have irrigation up there. But it's true. You need it in the this hot, humid weather we have here. Well, how can folks get more information about Yellowstone Landscape?
So you can go online to yellowstonelandscape.com. That will showcase kind of everything that we do, and it'll give you a number for our office. So long as it's you're in the Charleston area, because we have a bunch of branches across the U.S. We have we're up to 64, 65 branches. We're in 13, 14 states, and each branch operates a little bit differently. Charleston is really in like a niche kind of market, and what we do is vastly different than all these other branches. But so long as you're in like the Charleston area, it'll pop up on like Google with our office number. You can call that number. If you're looking for commercial maintenance, or if you're looking for a simple landscape install,
gotcha.
Residential install.
All right. Well, we have been talking with Robert Snyder with Yellowstone Landscape, and you can always find Yellowstone Landscape within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Robert.
Thanks.
And now we're talking with Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds. And thanks so much, Judge, for coming to the Charleston Home and Design Magazine offices here. And I hope you're able to take advantage of some, was it the Lewis brisket that drew you down?
I smelled it as I came in. It was good.
And you, I've seen you and Kelly going to Lewis's. I think I was doing some work here on a weekend and caught you two heading over to Lewis's. Yeah. So you're a fan?
Yeah, we are fans, yes.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff.
Yep.
The old meat coma is the term I hear a lot of people use when they get done eating.
That's
but
true.
You'll have to have a sandwich downstairs that we got for everybody. Yeah. But Judge, take a moment, tell everybody about Best Buy Blinds.
Best Buy Blinds, we sell window treatments throughout the Lowcountry. We've been doing it. We've owned the company since 2003. The company's been around since 1997. We basically have a showroom in Mount Pleasant, but we generally go out to your house, bring our sales van full of materials and samples, and show you different options for your home, and measure and give you a quote and come out and install them.
Mm-hmm. I've always heard the it's best to do those house visits, because you get to see exactly what the lighting is like in that home, versus maybe the lighting might be different in the Best Buy blind showroom, for example.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, you definitely need samples of the materials with the actual colors in the home, because just going from room to room, even though it's maybe the same paint color, they can look differently. Often the just the lighting, the actual light bulb, whether it's cool or warm, can change the tone of the way a product would look. So we may choose a different color, mm-hmm. In one room and they're different in the other.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Do people choose different window treatments around the house, or are they going with one particular style for the entire structure?
It is a mix. Some people like to keep consistent and go throughout the house, but there are some times where there'll be certain rooms where they want to do something different, or we have a lot of people that'll do, let's say, plantation shutters across the front and down the sides, but they have a nice view in the back, so they'll do something that can get up out of the way, like a roller shade or a woven wood Roman shade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I've had experiences with people who worked overnight shifts, maybe in the medical field, and they get very obsessive about making sure they get enough sleep. So, does Best Buy blinds offer what do you call them, blackout?
Yeah, most of the products have some type of blackout product, but they also have some with tracks where you can really black it out completely. Mm. We've had some clients recently, or that one that worked for the port, mm-hmm. overnight and slept all day, and love to have the I think we did blackout cellular shades with tracks there.
Mm-hmm. You can't help get rid of the leaf blowers or the lawn mowers, disturb them.
Our products aren't real effective against sound.
Right. Well, with the nicer weather being here, and it's only going to get better, are there any particular window treatments that maybe people can use outdoors in their outdoor living spaces?
Yeah, this time of year we start to see people looking to enjoy their outdoor porches, and so we're doing a lot of solar shades, which is a product that knocks down on the heat and the glare, but still allows you to see out. They can be done motorized, or they can be done with like a beaded chain that goes up, and but they'll an openness factor of like 10% would allow you to see pretty well through it. But if you wanted a little more privacy or a little more sun heat protection, you could go down to a 5 or a 3 or a 1%.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And those typically, where around the house does Best Buy blinds typically install those?
Could be throughout the house, but for outdoor use on a like a screen porch or something
is the best place for them.
Yeah.
Gotcha. What about what kinds of trends are you seeing? I know that I'm looking at the Best Buy Blinds ad here in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and it says the headline says "Your Plantation Shutters, Our Specialty." So is that a specialty for Best Buy Blinds?
It is. It's always been around half of our business. Plantation shutters in the Low Country, everyone loves them. Real estate agents love them. New homeowners, when they're buying a house, no one really complains about having plantation shutters already there.
Mm-hmm.
They're beautiful. They're functional. There are occasions where something else might complement or be different, but they're the go-to product here. Mm.
What material are the plantation shutters that Best Buy Blinds sells made out of?
We sell a solid wood product and a solid PVC type product, and mostly the PVC due to it's less expensive and more durable.
Mm-hmm.
There are occasions wood is lighter, so we can make wider, big, wide panels. So if you want big, wide panels, we typically may look to go to wood. Or if you want to do a stain, we'd go to wood.
How about color matching the trim and things like that? How does Best Buy Blinds handle that kind of thing?
We have about 12 stock colors, but we can also custom match it to either a paint or a stain.
That's very good. Tell us about some of the other trends that you're seeing at Best Buy Blinds.
Well, we continue to see an increase in motorization, the products for all of the companies that we represent have improved here in the last few years. The rechargeable batteries have gotten to where they'll last, 9 months to a year before recharging, and they all have different schemes for recharging them, some of them without taking them down, which is like a wand, and you attach it to the shade and it recharges it, and you just plug the wand in and do the next one, or a variety of options there.
Are people going to run into, sometimes with when you introduce technology, it becomes difficult for people to use. How easy are the automated shades to use?
They've become quite easy. You can do it as simply as just having a remote control in a handheld remote or a wall-mounted remote, and you hit the remote and it goes up or down or to a favorite position or something. But you can get more complex and connect it to your home automation system and control the shades through your Echo or your Amazon product.
Yeah, and you can set them so that they are operating while you maybe are away, just to kind of keep the squatters out, right?
That's correct. Yeah, you can have them operate throughout the day, or if you forget, you leave and head off on your trip and you forget that you didn't take the shades down, you can, bring up your app and take the shades down.
Gotcha. And what do you say to a homeowner that might be thinking about putting in window treatments as a DIY project versus, calling a professional company like Best Buy Blinds?
It's certainly doable. Some of the products are not difficult to install, but our installers, that's all they do all day long, so they can recognize any issues that, come up and work around them, and they can do it fast and efficiently and know the best way to do it.
Yeah, I like to tell this story. I made the mistake of measuring one window in a room that appeared to have all identical shape windows. And I was like, I measured once, but it turned out every single window opening was slightly different.
This is correct.
And that happens even with new construction, right?
Oh yeah. Even with very good builders, they can, things can be off a little bit. And we've, learned how to accommodate for that.
I remember taking that one measurement buying all of the blinds, and then they didn't quite fit with because each window. That's why it's not really a DIY project,
right?
Unless you're doing something for your daughter at college or something like that.
Yeah, something simple. Yes.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Best Buy Blinds?
Well, we're on the web at bestbuyblindsinc.com, or you can call us at 843-884-3454.
All right, and you can always find Best Buy Blinds within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds. Thanks so much, Judge.
Thanks, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.